Which brings me on then to the chairman's report. Of course, that's me. This is where I have to start again. Madam Mayor, ladies and gentlemen. Recently, I spoke to the daughter of one of our listeners who has recently died. And she made a point of thanking everyone at WTN for the recordings her mother had received over many years. She told me how much her mother had enjoyed the recordings and how much she had looked forward to receiving the yellow wallet every Saturday morning. It kept her in touch with her local news, she said. Those comments are just some of the many we receive regularly, and they are the reason so many of us are here today. We care for our listeners and strive to provide them with the very highest quality of recordings we can. We have 80 volunteers altogether, and they all give their time and enthusiasm unstintingly so that our listeners can enjoy our service completely free of charge. I think that's something we should be proud of. Of course, today's AGM is quite a milestone for us. We have been doing what we do for 25 years, and we look set to continue doing what we do for many years to come. Now, Barry Simons, I mentioned earlier, who's the Secretary of Talking Youth Federation, very kindly, when he came, has brought us a long service certificate for Winchester Talking News to show that we have spent 25 years doing what we've been doing. So thank you for bringing it, Barry.
Have another one on the 30th,
another 31st? Oh, we will. 50th, 60th, oh yes, just watch this space. Now, something which surprises me quite often is that after doing this for 25 years, not myself personally, but us, the organisation, doing what we do for 25 years, and with 80 volunteers spreading the word, there are still people who haven't heard of WTN and what we do. At the beginning of a talk, we might ask those who have heard of us to put their hand up to show that they've heard about us. And occasionally, very occasionally, there will be no hands up. And how can that be? We are always active, communicating news about our association wherever we can, and of course doing our best to raise funds. Here are some examples of some of the things we've done in the past year. We had a presence at the Open Site exhibition at Badger Farm. We gave a talk about WTN to the Salvation Army Lunch Club, and they kindly donated £51. At the end of last year, we had talks with the long-term dementia wards at the Royal Hampshire County Hospital. And I'm pleased to say that the three long-term dementia wards now receive our weekly recordings. Apparently, people who are suffering from dementia benefit greatly from hearing calm, clear voices reading. In October, Rawlings Opticians chose us to be their charity of the month, to coincide with World Sight Day on October the 9th. They and their customers raised £300 for us and produced a charity cook booklet with healthy eye recipes. I've got some of those here, which is really terrific, and we were so grateful to them. Not only is it a very helpful and useful book of recipes, we haven't tried any yet, have we, but we will. But it's also got some information about WTN on the back. So that is a good example of spreading the word.
John, when you say healthy eye recipes, is it not using eyes in the recipe?
No.
Got to make that clear.
Thank you. That's fine. A group of us, moving on from that, a group of us manned a welcome station during the Clarendon Marathon last year, for which we received a share of the donations that amounted to £300. We gave a talk to St Luke's Church Holiday Club, and they generously donated £40 to WTN, plus a further £43 later in the year. We wrote an article for Frontline, the Hampshire Constabulary magazine. Sparsholt WI invited us to speak to them about WTN, and they kindly donated £77. We've had a positive meeting with Bluebird Care, and we hope that some of their visually impaired customers will soon be benefiting from our service. And we've had a meeting with Winchester Hospital Radio to see if there are any areas of common interest. We were approached by the Graham High Charitable Trust, who asked us to explain how a substantial donation would help us. Now, improvements in our sound quality are something we always strive for. And the Graham High Trust has generously donated £2,000 to help us in this. We've taken professional advice from acoustics consultants, and we're now in the process of deciding how the money can be spent most effectively. So those are some of the things that we've done in the past year to raise awareness of Winchester Talking Newspaper. I'm sure we can do more, and maybe a good way to start is to ask everyone here if, when they see people or their friends and relatives and so on near where they live, if they could please try to remember to mention us. We do know that there are hundreds upon hundreds of visually impaired people in the Winchester area who do not yet take advantage of our service, and we would like to reach them if we can. Now, what else to report? Well, an interesting morning we had, I was there, was when the mayor visited our studio to be a guest reader. And I think she enjoyed the experience, but she may tell you herself later what she really thought. Is this actually working, by the way?
Yes.
Is it?
It's not working.
Is it just as well for me not to bother with it?
No, it's much better with it.
Is it?
If you can press the right button, you might get it.
You're right. Ah, that's doing it.
It's got a red light and a green light now. That's it.
Is that better?
Yes.
Right. Please don't tell me that everything I've already said you haven't heard. I will go through it again if you'd like me to, honestly. Everything during the past year has worked according to plan. Fingers crossed, that is. We've had, as always, one or two hiccups with copying. This happens all the time. And the copiers just cope with these problems and are no doubt very pleased that we've recently bought a new memory stick copying machine from China. And it took a little while to come because in between the time we ordered it and the time it arrived, there was Chinese New Year, which seemed to be 3 or 4 weeks as far as I could detect. But generally, though, everything has run smoothly. And this is, of course, thanks to all our volunteers who work so selflessly. Finally, as always, I say this every year, an enormous thanks to all our supporters and friends, to every one of the volunteers, and last, but no means least, to our listeners. And they're the reason we're all here today. Thank you.